Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with Hashem Feedback and Insight Share number 185, where Tversky said something fascinating pertaining to his experience in the psychiatric field that he was in for close to 60 years. He mentions when Noach came out of the Teva, he planted a vineyard and made wine and got drunk and didn't behave the way he should have. And the question is, how could a person the Torah considered a perfect tzaddik allow himself to fall into this? So the Sas Emes gives an answer. He says, before the Mabel, Noach knew the amount of wine he could consume safely. After the Mabel, he went back to drinking that same amount. And he did not realize, though, it's not the same world. The flood wiped out the population. New different world, new rules. The earth changed. Everything changed. So he should have had the hakara to recognize that when he planted the wine and he drank wine, that it was a different breed. It was different from what it was before. This is one of the yesoides also, especially if you live beyond a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, and you go further in your life or looking at your generation, that the situation changes and the scenario of what's needed changes. Even though Torah is exactly the same always. So he said that in 1972, when he opened up a rehabilitation center in Pittsburgh, the average age of the patient was 45. Someone usually who suffered some consequences from his drinking, a family breakup, a disease, job lost, drunk driving violations, and the addiction zets them because of all these behaviors till that person hit rock bottom. And then they surrender. And there were not that many then. But the makeup now in today's population is different. They had to build a special wing to treat young people and provide knowledge and support for the families of these young people. But the problem is that in contrast to a 45-year-old alcoholic who could hit rock bottom relatively easier, and wake up and heal, kids, teenagers, do not realize the horrible self-destructive nature of their addictions. And even if they know it in their brain, it doesn't change their behaviors. It is scary how many kids actually die from drug overdose. It's unprecedented. And the legalization of some of these drugs make it even worse, because it becomes more permitted and open. So the idea is, because of this, family life suffered drastically. And it's not just a matter of addiction. It's a matter of all of us in our generation. We're driven by these desires for instant gratification. And if we don't have that instant gratification, we totally get disoriented and shift our focus. Many head to divorce because a bump in the road, and it's a slight frustration. End of the world. It's not for me. And that's it. This is very, very serious when innocent children in families become victims of their parents' impatience and lack of consideration. Like we said, there is healthy, reasonable grounds for divorce that takes place, that the Torah allows and even encourages when you're dealing with real abuse situations and other types of things like that. However, in many, many cases, it's simply not working through things. See, a healthy person whose eyes and ears and arms and legs are functioning properly still will not achieve happiness and goals in life unless their mind is functioning the way a human mind should function. But these days, the human mind functions with an emotion of a chipmunk. No goals, no real happiness. I heard a Rav once say also, and he's right, we lost the ability to think. Many of our youth, teenagers in their 20s, in school, they're not trained this way. They used to have turn papers. We used to think of ideas, build one on the other with footnotes, endnotes. These were good things to structure the mind in a healthy way. These days, it's very difficult to build one concept on top of another concept. We're not trained to it, to do that. And in addition, we don't know how to train our intellect to regulate our emotions. Now, animals are different. Animals don't have to think about goals in life. They operate completely by instinct. Whatever intelligence they do have, they use to satisfy their instinctual drives. It's sad that you look at humanity these days, and even in our circles, it's not that much different. Yes, do we have superior intelligence? Yes, we have. We invented computers, we invented smartphones and robots and microwaves and air conditioning and fancy cars, all of this, but they don't provide the goal in life. What makes a human being different than any other living being? To participate in one's own creation, the free will that's given to you to grow into something that you can choose to become. And of course, our goal is to recognize and become close to Hashem and make this world a beautiful dwelling place for Him. Other living things enter the world, they're shalem. They only need to grow. Butterflies and frogs, yeah, they come in the world unfinished. The butterflies come in as caterpillars. The frogs come in as tadpoles. But their completion into the butterfly stage and into the frog stage is automatic. They don't do anything on their own free will to say, I'm going to turn into a frog. I'm going to turn into a butterfly. They're powerless to stop it. So they really are shalem. It is the way it is. Shar ben yoyma ikri shar. A shar, even one day, is called a shar. Humans are different entirely. We come into the world as little animals and we die as animals, but we are intelligent. Now, you could say we're just intelligent animals. What makes us different? What makes us different is our ability to defy our animalistic drives. So Rav Tversky gives an example. Hunger is an animal trait. People experience hunger. Animals experience hunger. What do animals do to experience hunger, to deal with the hunger, to quash the hunger? They pursue getting food. They don't have a choice. A hungry animal, if he has food before him, will not decide, oh, I'm going to fast. But a person who is hungry is capable of resisting the drive for food. Whether it's to control one's own weight, whether it's as a religious duty, Yom Kippur, you're told you can't eat, you're hungry, and you hold back and you won't eat. And as you mature, you develop the ability to resist biological drives, sexual impulses, you hold back. The end product is not only an intelligent animal. We're totally qualitatively different. We have the ability to control our own behavior. A lot of us don't believe that we do. But we do. Sometimes are the nisyonos very, very, very hard? Yes. Are there times where, because of abuse, severe abuse often, that it is, in those cases, extremely difficult to change behavior? Yes, that's also true. Most of us listening to this, some of us that experience this, they get the right help, they'll realize what they really had no choice about, because sometimes it is true. When you are a victim of an abuse situation of different forms, there's some learned behavior that you use as a survival mechanism, that in those modes, you practically had no choice. But even that, then there's an awareness, I need to learn about that so I could learn going forward to change that, to heal from it. So that, what I have to mention it because it is a true fact and that needs to be accounted for. But the majority of us listening here, it's not so. And we have the ability to work through things and use our minds to regulate our emotions. Our emotions rule our behavior very often, and we need to work through not falling into that trap. Another thing that humans have, they're not just Homo sapiens baboons with intelligence. You see that man is much more than an intelligent animal. You see that man's intellect allows him, Nebuch, to commit atrocities that animals could never do. Look at what Nazis did. Look at what Hamas did. And what's worse is that while man's intellect enables him to invent miraculous inventions, he does not have a concept of the future. We live in a generation where Ezu Chochem Haroya Es Anoilet is non-existent. It was removed from us. We chose an animal life. What we need to know, and what's very, very important, is that it's not that pleasures are bad. We talked about this many times. Hashem wants you to enjoy this world, and He wants you to enjoy physical pleasures that He placed in this world. He didn't create all these different varieties of fruits and vegetables and meats and all these wonderful things and fresh bread and butter and eggs and cheese, not for us to enjoy it. But the idea is we cannot be controlled by it. We have to control it. The same applies to the sexual drive. It's meant there to be enjoyed. Hashem wants a human being in this world to enjoy those experiences. There's no question about it. But within the balance of the way the Torah tells you, this is the way you enjoy it. And in this way you enjoy it, I want you to enjoy it. And if you notice all these ramifications of using this enjoyment properly, and you enjoy it the most, is when you have it contained in the healthy balance of things. Eating in its right time, brachos, birchas hamazon, sexuality, married life, in specific times in married life, in its proper balance. The mashal always given is you have a beautiful rose garden and there's a fence around it. Hashem says, go in and enjoy the rose garden. I want you to enjoy it. But you need the fence. You have to know why, because without it, animals will go in, robbers will go in, people will trample the rose garden, it'll be destroyed. You have to be selective of who you bring in there. But when you are selective and you go in there, you can enjoy it. That is the idea. And what decides how to go about this? Only human beings can do it. Could hold back and create that balance so that in the right times, in the right place, you enjoy it and you thank Hashem for it. But this ability to delay gratification is part of what human beings are about. And the idea of having your intellect dictate your emotions and regulate them is a human effect. And we have to work through with our children, with our young, to regain that strength of the gift of being a bas of Adam, a human being bas of Adam, that has an neshama, that has the ability to think, that has the ability to choose, that has the ability to think of the future and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to daven for this. We have to ask Hashem Nesri for das for this. And this changes everything. This brings us out of so many problems that we're suffering from. If we can learn to teach people to do this, to recognize their specialness as being a human being. Bracha v'hatzlacha.